and I experienced it on both sides, and it is pretty intense, great atmosphere, lots of expectation, and it's quite a fierce derby, to be fair, so I've had the privilege to play on both sides of it and see both sides of the views of it.
You had 5 years at Nottingham Forest. I remember back in 2009, you scored for them against Derby and famously waved a Forest flag in front of the Derby fans. Talk us through what you remember of that game.
Yeah, it was a quite a passionate game. You know, I'm very apologetic for what happened at the end of the game. There was no need for it. You know, looking back on it, it was a bit stupid then. But, you know, moving over to the other side, it was, you know, it said my apologies to a lot of people there over at Derby. But, you know, I wouldn't say so much I waved it in front of them. I was kind of running across the box and got dragged into a bit of a mass ball, really. So it was a very passionate day. You know, the reason what I did was because a certain player from Derby the year before had, you know, wound up our fans. So I kind of...
Was that Robbie Savage by any chance?
I'm not naming any names. So.
Well, I remember it, put it that way. Yeah. You mentioned a couple of years later you signed for Derby. It's always a controversial switch when one player goes directly to the other. How was that received by both sets of fans?
I think a lot of Forest fans were very disappointed. You know, I didn't really get a chance to say my point of view, the reason why I moved over to Derby. We played Swansea at the last game of the season in the playoffs, and I remember a certain chief executive walking around the change room, shaking hands to all the players. He said, you know, unlucky, I'll see you next season. Come to me and said, unlucky, all the best. That was it. That was the last conversation I ever had with any officials from Forest. You know, I know people are saying, oh, well, they offered him a contract. They didn't offer me anything. They just said that in the press and, you know, just to cover their backs. And so Derby was the option that I couldn't resist, to be honest. You know, I met up with Nigel Clough around the training ground and I was very impressed with what was said to me. Plus, you know, my children live in Nottingham as well, so I wanted to stay close to them. My first job in life is to be a father. You know, my second job is my career. So that's the main reason why I took the switch. It was a gutsy switch and it didn't work out. But, you know, that's life. Some things work out and some things don't.
That's a very refreshing attitude to hear a footballer saying that parenthood comes first. You don't hear that too often from, certainly not modern day footballers.
Well, it definitely is in my eyes. You know, I love my children to bits. I do anything for them. And, you know, I take any abuse that I can in my work so I can just be close to them. And that's exactly what happened. You know, I was on Twitter. I had to come off it because someone made death threats towards my children. So, you know, that's just how passionate some people are and how stupid some people are as well. So at the end of the day, you know, I took the criticism. I took it all on the chin. You know, I face up to my responsibilities of what I did, waving the flag and stuff. And, you know, do I regret it? Not really. You know, it was a heat of the moment thing. I like to think of myself as a passionate player, and to have the opportunity to play in these East Midland rival games is, you know, I'm very grateful for.
You actually made your Derby debut in a win at Forest. What was that like?
It was really good. I had a bit of a tough time. I had this groin injury that was just never going away. And to come on the pitch and, you know, put a half-hearted performance in, and that day I knew I wasn't fit. The group of lads that we had there were fantastic. I mean, we didn't have any big egos in the changing room. You know, we were a very level-headed bunch of guys and, you know, we really got along with each other. And when I first went to Derby, all the players made me feel very welcome. It was really refreshing, and to get the win there was, you know, it was a point proven for myself. But, you know, I wish that I scored and wish I put a better performance in, but, you know, that's long, long gone now.
Was Robbie Savage in the Derby team at that point?
No, he wasn't. He had just left, but funny enough, I had seen him in the off-season anyway, and we had a bit of banter and shook each other's hands and stuff, and that was it, really. You know, the thing with footballers, when you're on the field, you're everybody's enemy, but, you know, off it, you know, we all do the same job and we all do it for a certain reason that spurs us on to forward our careers to be successful. So, you know, I've got my agenda and that's to make my family proud of me.
Well, Derby are currently second in the Championship, obviously going very well. Forest 13th, 2 wins in 20, 17 points between the clubs at the moment. How do you see this particular game panning out at the iPro?
When you look at the stats, everyone, I think 90% of people are going to say, you know, it's Derby going to go out and win comfortably. you know, for me, I think it's make or break for Forest. I think if they win this game, it's going to set them up for the rest of the season, you know, and how they're going to perform. And it gives them a massive confidence boost as well, as especially to go to Derby and get a win. But on the other hand, you know, Derby are absolutely flying. And I said from the start of the season, Derby are going to go up. And I hope they do, because I've still got friends there. And I've got friends at Forest as well. But, you know, for me, I think Derby might just edge it. Then again, it could just be a ball draw. So.
I was going to ask you, do you actually have more allegiance to Derby or Forest? Or as a footballer, is it just a job you play for whoever?
For me, it is, I wouldn't say so much a job, as say it's a hobby, it's life. I'd probably say the amount of time that I spent at Forest, I had some absolutely great times there. I had some really bad lows, but I really enjoyed my time at Forest and made some lovely friends there. And the same goes for Derby as well. So I'm kind of cutting between the two. The thing is, I own my family. My daughters obviously saw my career when I was at Forest, and they're 12 years old, and my son, he's 5. So, you know, my son always asks about, oh, Daddy, when are you going to go back to Derby? And my daughters are like, oh, why don't you go and join Forest? So, there's a bit of rivalry in the house here. So.
That's very, very sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's good. It's good to have that, and it's good to know that they've acknowledged what I've done at the two clubs.
Well, you moved to Doncaster in the summer. How much are you enjoying it there, and how do you feel the season's going?
It's a massive lease of life for me. If anyone knows me, especially my family, you know, my fiance and my close friends, they all know about how close I was actually to retiring last season. And to be given the opportunity by Paul Dickoff, you know, Doncaster Football Club, to have this opportunity to go out and go and enjoy football and fall in love with the game again is absolutely a blessing. And I'm very grateful for this opportunity. We've not started well, but we're in the business part of the season, and, you know, in the league, we're doing very well. We can do a lot better, but we're making steady progress.
So you were going to retire because you'd fallen out of love with football. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah, fell out of love with it massively.
Was there anything in particular?
Just not having the opportunities. You know, going to Blackpool just never worked out. Never got a starting place there. And then I went on loan to Fleetwood, and by that point, I just didn't know what was going on. So it was, I thought to myself, I thought, wow, this is it. You know, I could be finished here.
But you decided to carry on, and you look at how Doncaster are doing this season, 6 points above relegation, 5 points below the playoffs. It's very tight and congested, isn't it, in League One?
Yeah, it sums up the league. You know, you could lose a couple and find yourself in bad waters, to be fair. But, you know, you win a couple of games and you can find yourself right up there in the playoffs. The main thing for us is just concentrate on ourselves and just really go out there and go and enjoy every opportunity that we get to try and make progress in the league. We've got some tough games coming up, especially this Saturday against Barnsley.
Well, we've talked about possible retirement. Have you had any kind of genuine thoughts about what you're going to do when you retire? I mean, you're 32 now, so yeah. You're towards the end of your career.
Yeah, I certainly am, but I'm going to play as long as I possibly can. You know, I'll speak to Jamie Curtin. When I last saw him, you know, he's a fantastic guy and he's a bit of a role model for myself, really. You know, he's playing, what is he, nearly 40?
He must be now, yeah.
Yeah, don't look it. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I think to myself, well, you know, if I really enjoy football, why quit? You know, carry on as long as you can until these legs can, you know, fall off. So I'm just going to keep doing that. You know, I do have some things and thoughts in my head that, I've got some business opportunities that I would like to look upon. But also I'm going to be doing my coaching badges as well, because that could be something I could fall back on if, you know, things outside of football don't work out.